Eddie Walsh, look, it's a tough task. You're trying to regroup a side here. You had a young team out today, and they put in a real battling display against Kaspar, especially in the second half, because it was 24-3 at half time. They could have wilted, and they didn't.
Yeah, we had a very good start. First 10 minutes were very good.
Yeah, very much so.
And then a couple of slip missed tackles, and then their heads dropped some of it. They've gone through a serious 10 years, and it's going to take a while to get them into it. But the second half, we scored 3 brilliant tries. And again, a couple of slack missed tackles kind of let us down the end. At one stage, there was only 10 points in it with about 5 minutes to go. And if we got a try, who knows what would happen. But no, there's a lot to work on. They're a good bunch of lads. We still have 7 or 8 guys to come back from football over the next couple of weeks that's playing Gaelic. And if we can get them back, the future's bright down there.
It's funny what you say about the first 12 minutes. Like when they started to play, there were a lot of confidence around them. Obviously, when Paddy Madden gets his shoulders back, and when Burke gets into it, and McDonough gets into it, everything's going well. But the whole team were playing with confidence. But then it dropped a little bit once the 2 tries went in.
Yeah, I think their confidence has been shot over the last couple of years. Yeah, that's been quite a bar, because they've been going 14 and 15 games and losing games.
Yeah.
Now, I think today, the second half, they showed what they can do, and if we can get parity up front, we'll do plenty of damage. But we have a small squad, and injuries are crucial for us, and just hopefully today we haven't got too many. But Corinthians now on Sunday is a crucial game for us, the first home game. Hopefully we get a big crowd down below, and away we go.
You were just saying to the lads there, just trying to find out who's available for training and stuff. It's a big problem that people have to understand when you're out in Clifton. Lads are working around the country.
Yeah, they're all over the place. They're in college. They're working in Galway. It's a hard task, but I mean, that's what I'm there for. I'm there to try and build the team back up again. I've always grown up admiring Connemara as probably the most favourite team that I'd have outside my own club, where I've always watched them, and they were just so hard, and you hated playing them because they were so hard. And I can see a bit of that in the lads, and hopefully over the next couple of weeks and months we'll get back to a good, because they will be a good side eventually.
You came up against a good side here today.
Yeah, Casper are very good, and Shamey had them well drilled. They took their scores. I mean, we had them under pressure for 12 minutes, and then bang, they just went bang wide, and they scored a try, and then got another try straight away, which kind of gave us a real kicking. They'll be very, very good, and I can see them in the top 2 or 3 anyways. But so I know it's the first game, but we've already had 2 friendlies, and they by far are the best side I've seen for a while.